need to be solved. And truthfully, I don't know if I have answers.
Yeah, that's four straight losses, five of their last six since good, dating back all the way to December 19th. Just one win since December 19th, and that was against Otisville-Lakeville, 66-33, back on December 21st.
You know, I can't fault the effort tonight. The Lakers came right out and just started smoking. And that was a problem that they just couldn't sustain it. Cass City, to the credit of the Redhawks, they went ahead and weathered the storm. And they started to go ahead and pick up their defense. And really, this whole game was predicated on defense, if you think about it. Every score was, was basically based on the defensive end. So good game by both defensively as far as the effort is concerned. But as far as Lakers, they've got some issues to deal with on what they're going to be doing, what kind of a team they're going to be. You just can't get out there and out shoot people if the ball doesn't go in for you. You got to find other ways.
Cass City in December went 3-3. Cass City in January went 3-3. For the Lakers, they start out in December 6-1. In January so far, they have one more game on the 30th against Harbor Beach. At Harbor Beach, they're 0-4.
I don't know what happened during Christmas. I really don't.
0-5, excuse me. 0-5, yes. Yeah, not sure what happened at Christmas there, but hopefully the Lakers, for the sake of Lakers and everyone, hopefully they can get things back on track there, as they have a tough upcoming next few games. They're at Harbor Beach, at Carroll. That's a winnable game, but they lost to Carroll at home back on January 4th, 50-62, which started this the skid a little bit. And then they're home against Reese, at Vassar, at USA. And then they wrap up the season home against Bad Axe, home against Vassar.
Now, currently, they are 5-3 at home, right?
Let me check that. Hang on one second.
I think
they
that's
are,
what it
yes,
is.
Yes, they're 5-3 at home.
And so road woes are beginning to pile up and everything, because right now they're at least 1-3.
Mm-hmm.
As far as league is concerned, don't even bother looking about that. They're 1-5
right now.
So, one step at a time. They're going to have to go ahead and shore things up on the road since they're going to be on the road. And they've got some pretty tough opponents. Harbor Beach is one of them.
Yeah, Cass City now improves to 5-3 at home, 1-4 on the road. And let's take a look at that upcoming Cass City schedule. On February 1st, which would be, next Wednesday, they are at Bad Axe. And then the following night, February 6th, that would be, what day of the week is that? Is that a Monday? February 6th, no, that's a Wednesday as well. February 1st is a Friday, so they're at Bad Axe on Friday, a week from tonight, and then the following Wednesday they're at Vassar. Cass City then comes home on February 8th. That would be
Friday.
Friday, so 2 weeks from tonight, a home against USA, and a week after that, home against Harbor Beach, then back on the road at Carroll, and then home against Reese to wrap up the regular season, weather permitting, of course. But, John, Cass City, they're sitting at 6-6 right now. They've got eight more games. All right, excuse me, I can't do math tonight, apparently. But
their work is cut out for them.
Yes.
There's no doubt about that. But, they took a giant step tonight. This is a very important game against an opponent that just beat the living daylights out of you on their home floor. And now is your turn to go ahead and see if you can go ahead and return the favor. As far as Cass City is concerned, they did it. They accomplished what they wanted to do tonight. Now all they have to do is just build on that. One game at a time for them.
Yeah, I apologize. I had my math wrong here. Cass City went 3-4 in December, 3-4 in January. That's where the difference is. So they've got six games left. Bad Axe, Vassar, USA, Harbor Beach, Carroll, Reese. Could they make a run for the postseason here? If they keep this hot shooting, they're hosting districts.
If you're if you've got a winning average at home, that's an advantage that you have. That's why they call it home court advantage.
Imagine that.
And who are they going to draw first? That's the real question. If it's a team a little bit further to the west and a little bit to the north.
They have a bye in the first round, so they have the second round. I'm not sure who they would play at that point. But
I haven't seen the bracket.
Yeah, Cass City's 5-3 at home. They average 50 entering tonight, 53 points at home, 44 against on defense. But when they travel on the road, it goes from 53 all the way down to 43. And they give up 11 more points on the road. So Cass City definitely likes playing at home more than away.
Well, they
I
have
think most
to,
teams do.
It's great that districts are here, so that's in their favor. You know, regardless of what happens on the road, they can go ahead and build on their home record.
So, John Mooney, final thoughts from tonight.
Nice game. It did not work out for the Lakers as much as they wanted it to. And I don't fault the effort. Those kids played hard. And it's just a matter of putting it together for the full game. As far as Cass City is concerned, like you said, they've had a really good week this week. They've given a great accounting of themselves, and they're ready for next week just as much. Now they're going to have a little bit tougher opponents coming up, but I'll tell you what, they're playing some pretty good ball. They just got to keep it up.
Well, John Mooney, well done job tonight, and we will see you next Friday. As we return to the airwaves, as we now travel to the NCTL next week. Deckerville at North Huron, as we shift gears to the North Central Thumb League, the Stars Division. And then the following week, we have a doubleheader, Kingston at USA, and then Sandusky at Harbor Beach. So a little bit all over the place, as we'll wrap up momentarily with the Greater Thumb West, as that's starting to get out of, starting to go the ways as we assumed. Final score, USA 59, Reese 39. Tyler Heckroth with 5, Nash Morton for USA with 14, as is Landon Zimmer at 14. Micah Kramer with 11 points there. For Reese, they were led by Gabe Robinson, no surprise there, with 13 points. Isaac Johnson with 7, and not much after that. So USA continues to roll through their schedule, 59-39 over Reese in Reese, to improve now to 11-0 on the season and 7-0 in divisional play.
Watch out for Nash Morton. He's the X factor for USA this year. So,
okay.
I was quite impressed with him on Wednesday night.
All right. So tonight's broadcast was brought to you by Thumb Sailor, Valley Enterprise of Ubley, DS Services of Cass City, Kohler Propane, Thumb Bank and Trust, Pigeon Telephone, Main Street Cafe, and Harjo's Ben Franklin, 3 Point Chiropractic, Bayport State Bank, Agar Valley Services, and Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure? So on behalf of John Mooney, in-game analysis, I'm Clark Ramsey, producer and host of this broadcast. We hope you enjoyed tonight. We certainly did. From courtside at midcourt in Cass City, the Red Hawks take out the Elgin Pigeon Bay 4 Lakers in commanding fashion, 69-52 for a 17-point victory. At home, Cass City now improves to 6-8 on the season. Lakers falls to 6-6 and have lost 5 straight. On behalf of John Mooney, I'm Clark Ramsey. We return to the airwaves a week from tonight as we travel up to North Huron, as the Deckerville Eagles roll into town. And be sure to listen to Sports Radio 102.1 and WLWSports.com live and worldwide. Until then, see you soon.